down as a family service. So I've done something slightly different this week, and I hope you'll forgive the cheese and just enjoy what I've prepared for you all this morning. Morning, and today I want to go through what I'll be doing in my garden this weekend. So we're going to be sowing some seeds, we're going to be planting out some plants, and we're going to be watering some plants as well. So there's no time like now, so let's get cracking. I love growing my own fruits. I love growing different fruits, and I love growing different veg. But what I'm going to be planting out today is some spinach. Absolutely delicious. Your own homemade or homegrown vegetables. And what I've done here, I've just prepared a little line here and I've started to dig a trench just to give me an idea of where I'm going to be planting. And also when things start to come through, I'll be hopefully able to tell the difference between wheat and seed. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to plant a couple of seeds along this trench at the suitable spacing for spinach. And then press them in to get really good contact with the soil, and then I'll cover them over. Last week, Harrison and I planted out cherry plums. They're going to be delicious when they start growing and give a bit of shape to the garden. But it's also really important, because they were planted just last week, to make sure that all the trees get really good water. Okay. Now this, I am excited about. My mother-in-law started some seeds off for us. What I've got here is I've got some carrots. I've got different varieties. I've got rainbow carrots and I've got some early nonce carrots as well. And so what I'm going to do, they're looking strong, they're looking healthy. It's time to plant them out. So I've dug some holes into the ground and I've got some compost here as well, some peat-free compost that I'm adding as I'm going to do this. And all I'm doing is I'm just transporting these from here straight to the little holes, forming them in. Now that the plants are in the ground, it's time to give them a really good water. And all this talking and thinking about, even the fact that my mother-in-law started planting the seeds and she's passed them on to me and I planted them out. It reminds me of something that I read in the Bible this week. It's been in 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about an argument that's broken out in the church. Because some people are Paul and some people are saying that they're of Paul. And Paul gets to the heart of the matter. He says, who is of Apollos and who is of Paul? Paul and Apollos, one of them planted the seed and one of them watered the seed, but God made it grow. That's really remarkable when you think about it. Because what Paul is saying is that we have a role to play. That Apollos and Paul, one planted and one watered, but God made it grow. And it challenges me, because I have to think, well, what watering and planting have I done? What watering and planting have I done recently? Because there's a temptation to think, well, I've been reading the Bible, I've been listening to really good worship music, I've been watering my soul, but that isn't actually what Paul is saying, because he's talking about planting seeds and watering in other people. He's talking about how we water and grow seeds in our fellow Christians. And that's what he's talking about. And he says that we have a role to play, that yes, it's God who makes it grow, but that in the kingdom of God, we
series on faith. And as I think about it, it takes faith to water seeds and plants. It takes faith, in fact, to even plant them in the first place. The other week, I lifted some garlic by mistake down where the potatoes are, and I'm pretty sure I've killed them. I'm going to stop watering those plants now because I don't have faith that they're going to grow. But these plants and seeds that I've been planting out today, I'll continue to water them because I have a hope that they will grow. I've got faith that they will grow. And it's like that in the kingdom of God as well. When we water and plant, when we water in other people, we're demonstrating that we have faith that that person is going to grow in Christ. So when was the last time that you phoned up somebody from the church and offered to pray with them? When was the last time you did something that you actually know you were watering them? It might be you've shared a Bible verse with them to encourage with them, or you've just phoned them up to chat because you know they're going through a difficult time just now. They're finding things difficult just now, and you've decided that you see faith that this person can grow more in the kingdom of God, and you demonstrate that faith by watering that seed. That's quite remarkable. When you think about it, we have a role to play. That, yeah, we can plant seeds in the garden, but there's another garden that we can be planting seeds and watering. So I want you to think about it, and I really encourage you, look for opportunities to plant seeds. Look for opportunities to then water those seeds as they become stronger and bigger. Because by doing that, you will be demonstrating that you have a role to play.
So, what I was saying there, the Bible verse that I was using was 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 6. And this is what Paul says. He says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave growth. And there's something that really, in the passing, that we could miss there. That yes, God gives growth, but Paul and Apollos saw that they had very specific roles to play in building the kingdom of God. And I guess these were my 3 points that I was trying to get through that. That we have a role to play, that we can't just sit back and during this time leave it to other people, or just leave it to chance, or leave it to Julian and Tom. But actually, every single one of us at this time has got a role to play, that we should be watering within our very own church, that we should be having phone calls, we should be praying with others, we should be sending gifts, we should be showing that we love people, we should be reaching out and watering our fellow people in King's House. But to do that, it does require faith. That to water, to plant takes time, it takes energy, it means giving up other things, and you're only going to do it if you believe there's going to be growth. And it's like that out in the garden just now, you know, I'll only plant stuff if I think it's going to grow. I'm not going to grow a banana tree because I don't have any faith that it's going to grow up here. But all the other things, I have faith that things are going to grow if they're taken care of and watered properly. In our church, do you have faith in your friends, in those that you aren't so close to? Do you have faith that during this time that they could be growing in the things of Christ? Because you have a part to play, that you could be watering, that you could be doing something. And you should be taking time and thinking about what the people surrounding us in our church, what their love language is, how they feel loved, how they can grow, and what needs they also have. Later on in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 13, in that famous chapter, which is usually used in wedding ceremonies, it talks about faith, hope, and love. And it talks about how this needs to be built upon love. Love is absolutely the most important thing here. That when you water, do it out of love. When you plant seeds, do it out of love. And if you find that you, or maybe you think, well, does that mean that Craig's saying, just do it with my friends? I don't mean that at all. I want you to spend time growing your love for the people in King's House just now. I want you to spend time getting to know people that you don't know so well. Develop that love, and whilst you're doing that, you'll be demonstrating faith and you'll be watering those seeds in the kingdom of God, because we live in the kingdom of God. There is a harvest bountiful that is out there, and you and me right now, challenges, let's be challenged and see, this week I am going to purposefully and deliberately water some seeds that are grown in the kingdom of God and demonstrate that I have faith. And that's my challenge for you this week.